Oh, I have ambitions, dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toya body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything, immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes, when it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing another one, go missing. One girl missing another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and this is a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy July.
Halfway through 2020.
We are halfway through 2020. We have survived this far through this year. A lot of people have not, and that is very sad. And from the sounds of it, the coronavirus has mutated and updated and is not leaving the U.S. anytime soon. So who knows what's coming next?
I heard a new swine flu from pigs might be able to transmute to humans in China as well.
Yes, I did hear that. Yep, we got a new one coming. And the flu's coming back, obviously. Regular flu.
Yeah, that's going to be horrible this winter.
Yeah, so, I mean, all I can hope is that we have a mild summer. Because mild summer usually means mild winters. And because if we have a bad winter on top of this locked in spring and summer, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's been a lot. I mean, everything's canceled. Like, everything has legit been canceled. I mean, people were holding out hope for a lot of things. But I think everything, like, 2020 is, like, officially canceled now.
Yeah. Like, you got the movie theaters, like, they're trying to push, like, we're going to open in July. Now they pushed it back to August. And now, like, we're going to open in September. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-mm. You're not opening anything.
Right.
Broadway
said that they weren't not opening until next year. So no Broadway shows until 2021.
Walmart's getting into the movie business, the drive-in movie business, and they're going to show old movies in the parking lots now. So I'm like, if you want to go to a movie, go to a Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the perfect time for, like, all of those old strip malls that were losing business and, like, you know, stores had left them. They didn't want to pay the rent. Like, people should invest in the infrastructure, whatever it is. There are lots of empty parking lots where all of those, where a lot of those old malls were, that can be converted into drive-in movie theaters. They have the parking lot space. It's paved. It's flat. You can build concession stands for food. You have the infrastructure. There's already, like, restaurant space. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of those places should be turned into drive-in movie theaters.
It's the perfect time at the moment. It's like, you get to social distance in your car, you get to watch a movie, and you get to relax with your family.
And then you can distribute new movies. Like, I mean, there are countless places across the U.S., where there's empty lots.
Busy.
And people could go and watch movies. Because, I mean, that's probably the thing I probably miss the most besides getting my nails done. Is going to the movies. I miss going to the movies. And seeing new films. And, I mean, yeah, you know, sitting at home and watching stuff. I mean, it's not my jam. It's just not my jam. So Yeah. Although I am excited tomorrow we get Hamilton. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That's gonna be since it's filmed more like from the perspective of on the stage, like it's not gonna be filmed like you're watching from the audience, so it's gonna be cuts and stuff, so it's not gonna be like the full film experience. So, like if you've never seen the show, you can still I still suggest you get a ticket to go see it eventually, but I mean for those of us who've been enjoying the soundtrack forever, it's we've been waiting for this and this is gonna be great.
Yeah, it's kind of like why Disney took away their free trial for Disney Plus, because Hamilton was coming and they also got that Beyonce thing.
What Beyonce thing?
You didn't hear about this?
First of all, why would I hear about this? I definitely am not on the Beyonce news.
She has a whole entire... She did for like her album or something that she did for Disney. She shot every video herself. She was director for all of it. And it's all going to premiere on Disney Plus exclusively.
Yeah, I know nothing about this, but that's nice for her. Good for her.
I know you, Beyonce.
Doesn't her husband have a whole distribution channel? What is this? Like, what is Tidal for?
I mean, Tidal's for whatever. And Beyonce is just getting that Disney money because Disney is like, we want this more than your husband wants it. So we're gonna pay you so much money.
What happened to supporting Black businesses? She's a lie. What happened to supporting Black businesses? How you giving money to the man who got all the money and your husband sitting right? Okay, girl, whatever. Okay,
Disney needs subscribers. Because at this point, I feel like they might need subscribers. Yes, they do, because A, those parks ain't going to be open like that, and B, you need the concept of they might release a Marvel movie on Disney Plus soon.
They going to have to, because that Black Widow movie was not going to make money. I know you say it was, but it wasn't.
It was going to make $1 billion, none of this ever happened. I stand by that. That movie would have made $1 billion.
But it was not going to. But that's fine.
It was going to.
It really wasn't. But
it was.
Now it's not. It definitely wasn't.
Heck, nothing is at this point. They're going to start shooting Shang-Chi again.
Okay.
In Australia.
Okay.
I know that much. They just said that they're looking at August to go start shooting the Loki series again.
Oh, and good.
And finish up Falcon and the Winter Soldier in August. But they're going to Atlanta, so I'm like,
I don't want them to catch Corona. Anthony Mackie went off. He went off on Marvel and was like, yeah, so actually y'all mad racist, but I'm gonna take this money though.
I get the concept of him, what he's talking about, but I'm like, I watch Corridor Crew and I see some of the stuntmen that have worked on the movies, like the dude who does all the Black Panther stuff, he's a black dude. I mean, like when like Anthony Mackie, well, yeah, like, all the stuntmen are like white people. I'm like, they're not all white people.
But most of the crew, except for the crew that have to be the stunt people for black people, are white. And he's talking about not the stunt people, but like the grips and the cameramen and the prep people, like all of those people are not black, and that's where you need people of color, not just black either, like Asians, Hispanics, Native Americans. Like Marvel, Disney definitely has a color problem. I don't know if you watched the documentary that's on Disney Plus that like goes behind the scenes about Disney over the years. Like most of the people that they interviewed talking about how they built the parks, how they do things, most of those people were white. You didn't see a black person in a lead position, like a VP or a SVP or a director or a manager until like the sixth episode. Like that's sad. Like, what do you mean? Like, you see an engineer who was of color until the sixth episode of this show. Like, that tells me that your company does not. Yeah. So he's 100% right. Like, they don't. They have a diversity problem. Do they have? Yes. Do they have a lot of people of color? No. Like, just watch any of the behind-the-scenes videos for any of the movies. It's all white people.
True.
So he's 100%. For me, he's always been outspoken, and I love that. Like, watching videos of him and Sebastian Stan, like, do, like, press junkets, like, I love it. Because he just says whatever he feels. And I know it makes the press people mad uncomfortable, because he will speak his mind, and they're always trying to, like, not get him to talk. And I'm like,
like, Anthony Mackie, like, he has grown on me over the years, because I remember when he made that stupid comment about, like, hey, about being present in front of white people when it came down to your hair. I was like, really?
What do you mean? What did he say?
He said something, commenting about saying, like, young black men shouldn't have their hair a certain way and everything in front of white people and stuff like that. I was like, no. But that was, like, a couple years ago. So he's kind of changed over the time. Like, he's made some stupid comments, but he has bettered himself as of, like, the last few years, which is, like, really good for him. I'm like, good. You're becoming the black Captain America I want to see in the films.
Yeah.
Like, not the person who is like, oh, Falcon, got you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Falcon's given the agency in the movies that he deserves. But, I mean, I feel the same way about Finn in Star Wars. Like, why is his name escaping me? What is his name? The actor who plays Finn in Star Wars. Help me.
Oh, John Boyega?
Yes, when John Boyega went off for the Black Lives Matter movement in England, in London, and was, like, at the thing, I was like, boy, he was like, bump this job. Like, this is what I'm gonna say. And I was like, well, you know what? I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. I really hope it doesn't affect your checks. Like, I know, I'm getting to that. Like, my point was that, like, I appreciated that he didn't care about that. Like, he was like, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. Like, he got on Twitter and said what he said, and people tried to come at him, and he was like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. Like, what they're gonna do, this is my account. Like, I'm not them. And then, you know, all the companies that he's associated with were like, yeah, that's cool. Do what you need to do. And then everybody came out the woodwork and like, I got a job for you. And like, that's cool. Like, I appreciate that he got the support that he needed. But what I'm mad about is that in the Star Wars movies, his character could have been utilized 100% more. Like, so much more. Like, Finn was sidelined because of how fanboys reacted, and it made me really mad.
Yeah. I get it. It was a concept of, like, what he was doing, and that would have been different from, like, when it came to, like, the Star Wars movies, if the Colin Trevorrow cut came out, because he was supposed to be, like, kind of like how he did at the rally, was actually supposed to be, like, more of an uprising and stuff like that for the movie, which would have been awesome to see, but really, we didn't get that cut, so, and I don't know if he'll ever return to Star Wars, unlike everyone else, Oscar Isaacs, who's talking about, like, if I need another house, I'll come back to Star Wars.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I would like to see the story of Finn expanded on or something. I mean, I'd love to see a standalone movie. I don't know. I'd like to see something more. Like, I'd like to see his life. I don't know. I'd like to see more. I'd just like to see more. Just like I'd like to see what happens next. So we'll see. I mean, I hope he's that done. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Money's there. So I'm like, you got a chance to actually seeing him come back. And I don't feel like he's more defeated like the rest of the cast was. It's like Daisy Ridley and everything. I'm like, they don't need to come back to Star Wars immediately. Like, a few years. You never know.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure. I mean, they got enough other things to focus on right now within the world that they're good. I mean, I'm cool with the Mandalorian for right now. I could feast on that for a while. So I'm cool. But yeah, I wonder what the next installment is. The Skywalker story is over. So, you know, what's next in Star Wars, I guess, would be a question.
I mean, well, they've been talking about, like, you know, the Ahsoka Tano series, which is something I really want to see, like, how they're going to preview that in Mandalorian Season 2.
Yeah.
Especially with Rosario Dawson.
So I know, I'm so excited about her. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And definitely also, I think they might also do another series. I forget what it is. Dr. Aphram is something I think it's called. It's off a comic book set in between episode 5 and 6.
Okay.
All right. And what they're doing about that one, they're talking about following that story and maybe doing like a limited series. And if they like the character enough, they might bring the character back in sometime in the time like after or between 6 and 7.
So. Well, that could be interesting. That could be very interesting. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. And the other thing that I'm excited about coming out this month is Umbrella Academy, which I wish was coming out earlier in the month, but we don't get until July 1st.
Yeah, I cannot wait for Umbrella Academy to come back. I'm just like, it needs to hurry up already.
Seriously, like, I'm like, why are they waiting? Why tease us so early? Like, you guys are rude. Like, you could have. It's rude, man. I want
they're teasing, they're teasing everything right now. They're teasing Umbrella Academy. They just sent out a teaser a couple days ago for the new season of Lucifer. And I cannot wait to watch that one. Oh, so awesome. I think I'm about to go in a deep dive of the new Unsolved Mystery show they have now.
I keep seeing that. People are, like, really excited about that. I don't know why people want more we are in the middle of a pandemic. Our government is turning into the night. I don't know. We're living in the Twilight Zone. And, like, we have civil unrest. Like, we literally, like all of the craziness is happening and people want to watch these shows about craziness. And I don't, why? Just look outside. Watch the news. Like, why do you need a show about it? Like, you literally can watch the news. People are pulling guns on people for touching their car. Like, why do you need a show about craziness happening or like aliens? Like, what? Why do you need that?
Escapism.
I guess. I don't know. My escapism is fairy tales with like magic and like dragons. Not like aliens abducting you and doing weird things to you. That's just weird to me. People are strange. I don't know. Or like possession. Like, I don't know. I just remember Unsolved. I remember Unsolved Mysteries from when I was younger. I didn't really watch it. It was on when I was little, I remember. Or younger, I shouldn't say, not little. But yeah, I saw that came back. What else? I feel like so many things are coming back. This must be what people felt like in the 90s. When all the stuff from the like 60s and 70s was packaged like it was new when it wasn't. Yeah. Like bell bottoms came back as boot cut. But they were just bell bottoms.
So how is your Avatar rewatch?
It's good. It's a really good show. Really good show. Just as awesome as it was before. Just as awesome.
I wish Korra was on there. I need that one next. I'm going through another deep dive.
I always thought Korra was kind of a bitch, so I didn't like her. She was mad annoying. So I think I watched the first, I don't even remember how many seasons there were. I just remember 4. Yeah, I think I remember that. I watched the first season and then I was like, I don't like this girl. And then I watched the last season and I was like, oh, a whole lot of stuff happened. And then I was like, yeah, no, don't like her still.
So I like Korra better than Aang.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Nope, she was horrible. She was like so entitled. Like, she was so entitled. She didn't want to learn anything. She just wanted to be, I am the Avatar. Like, no, you're not. Like, you have.
She wanted to be free. I mean, concept, like, she was, like, basically a trapped prisoner for 16 years.
Like, she was generation entitlement is what she was.
More of like, hey, you're gonna, like, she needed to learn the new way in order to do airbending instead of doing it the old way. I'm like, she learned how to do what she needed to do her way instead of everyone else's way. I'm like, she wanted to be more independent, which is fine.
You also need, sometimes you need tradition to help you. You need to understand your past in order to move forward. Like, you need to know the history so that you don't fall into old traps, or so that you don't get, like, bogged down by it. Like, you can't just, like, act like all that old stuff is like, nonsense. You gotta, like, know why people did things that way, so that if it's wrong, you don't fall into those. Anyways, I didn't like her. So, I didn't watch it. But, you know, if it ever comes out on, I mean, I'm sure there's ways to find it. But, it was my favorite. I enjoyed Aang. I enjoyed the character arc of Zuko and how he developed as a person over time. That was a good story to be told. I like the morality of the show, I think. I liked it.
Well, I can't wait for the live action series. Hurry up and get here already.
Are they going to use Asian people this time?
Using, they're going to be Culper Proji. I mean, like, it's going to be fine with, like, Asian people and everything. It's, like, it's made from the creators of the actual show this time. They're in charge.
Okay.
It's not like it's the studio doing what they did with the... that movie does not exist in my world, but it happened.
What movie? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I don't know what movie you're talking... I don't know what movie I was going to say. It doesn't exist.
Okay. I saw a post online the other day, and it was like, can we just decide that when people say Avatar, we're all talking about the cartoon, the live, I'm sorry, we're all talking about the cartoon, and nobody's talking about the Boo people? Like, nobody's talking about the Boo people movie. Like, nobody cares about the Boo people movie. Like, that never comes up in conversation, which I think is true. Like, I think when Avatar, the movie with the blue people came out, it was like all the, like, we talked about it because it was like cinematically new, like the technology was new and like it was good CGI, I guess. But like, that's the only reason we liked it, or people liked it. I didn't see it, so I don't know. I think it was just like Fern Gully for adults.
That's what basically it is. I'm like, the literal MacGuffin of what the
people Unobtainium. Of Earth wanted. Unobtainium!
Yeah, like, you couldn't come up with the actual name.
Unobtainium, that's what they called it. Unobtainium, because it was unobtainable. Yeah, that's dumb. Like, it's just, I don't know, who is it? What's the name of the director?
James
Cameron. Mr. Cameron. He thinks he's going to make another one. He thinks he's going to make an Avatar 2.
He thinks he's going to make four or five.
Right. And I want somebody to wake him up from whatever fever dream he's in and tell him to hang that shit up.
It's all going to hinge on how 2 does. Like, they've already continued filming in, I think, New Zealand and Australia, one of them, right now. So... we'll see whenever that happens. It might be a good movie. It might not be. It all depends on how the story is. Like, I enjoyed his story for the last Terminator movie, but that movie didn't make any money. I feel like even if he had directed it and didn't have the director of the first Deadpool direct it, I'm not sure if it would have did any difference in money-wise. But I'm like... it was actually a good story, so maybe James Cameron can come up with something good for Avatar 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
No. But I don't think so. It all hinges
on 2. If 2 makes the money that it needs to make, Disney's going to green light it to make 3, 4,
please,
and 5.
Please, God. No. Let's not do that. Please. You know what a movie I want? Wonder Woman. When am I getting that? When do I get Wonder Woman 1984?
October, but I think that's going to get pushed back again.
That's what I want. I need Wonder Woman immediately. I want it right now.
I want so many movies right now. I cannot wait until, I think it's next month, the new Shia LaBeouf movie.
Oh my god, I cannot wait to see that one. In? Oh my gosh. What is Shia in? I need him.
It's a David Ayer film. You probably won't watch it because it's going to be very violent.
Well, Shia does that pretty well, actually. He's actually very good at the fighting, beat-em-up stuff.
Yeah, it's called The Tax Collector.
What do you mean, like, it's Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, it's basically following two guys, Bobby Santo and Shia LaBeouf, both are tax collectors for a drug cartel. And basically, they got to go collect taxes from every gang in L.A. and everything else like that. While someone moves in, kidnaps some Bobby Santos's kids, and it's up to him and Shia to get the money, then buy back the kids, and probably take down the cartel or whatever. So I'm like,
I would watch the TV edit of that. Like, I won't watch that in the movie theater because too much. But like, when they TV edit it, you know, when they edit out like the blood and like all the extraness, I would watch that.
Yeah, well, there it's Bobby Santos, Shia LaBeouf, and George Lopez.
Yeah, I would watch the TV. What movie? There's another movie. What movie was that? So there was like a movie with the girl who plays Gamora. What's her name? Zoe. What's her name? Sultana.
Oh, was it Colombiana? You
watched? Yes, I watched Colombiana, but I watched the TV version because I definitely couldn't have watched that in the theater. But the TV version, obviously, it's like toned down and you can't, you know, it's not as bloody or whatever because they cut out, you know, people's heads blowing up or whatever. That was a really good movie, but I definitely could not have watched it, you know, full rated R. Nope. Absolutely not. But that was a good movie. So I anticipate it being something like that.
Okay, cool. I really don't like TV ads. I'd rather see the like the full version.
I'm aware that you have some porn gore affinity. I don't understand why. I don't need violence.
I like seeing the director's vision.
I mean, it doesn't. I don't know why it takes away. I don't know why you need to see someone's head blow up to understand what happened.
It just puts a smile on my face.
That's weird, and I think you should see someone. I don't know, you don't need the cutaway. It's like in music videos back in the day when, like, they didn't used to show crotch shots. They used to just, like, show, like, the water hitting, like, the wave hitting the crest, and it would explode, and you knew that they were talking about sex. But now it's like, nope, here we're going to show you people orgasming because it has to be explicit, which I just don't understand why people need that. But whatever.
I gotta finish watching that Netflix movie everyone's watching.
The one about sex? I knew you were gonna talk about that. I knew you were gonna talk about the yeah.
I saw like what, I think maybe 10, 15 minutes. I was like, okay, this is fine. I'm like, all right, it's a really aggressive blowjob scene on a plane. I'm like, okay. But other than that, I was like, this movie's moving so slow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. People are weird. I remember back in the early days of Netflix, there were a lot of foreign films on there, like actually good classic foreign films. And foreign movies used to have a lot of, like, sex in them, like, just like, you know, people having intimacy, and they were good, but like, you know, that's not normal for American television or American movies. Like, the sex in American movies was like Cinemax, you know, like Skinemax. But like, a foreign films, it was like actual, you know, real intimacy. So I really enjoyed those movies because they were artistic. But like, people, I guess, Americans aren't used to sex scenes that aren't porn. And so people lose their minds, and it's really sad because, like, I like the reason why, like, I didn't watch Game of Thrones when it first came out because people were only watching it because there were boobs in it. And I was like, this is stupid. Like, I can't imagine that the show is really that good because all anyone ever talked about were people getting killed and boobs. But then I actually watched it and I was like, oh, there's more to this. Thanks. Because, like, that's not what anyone ever talked about. So, I don't know. People are just disappointing. Because I'm like, why are the things that people care about or the things that they, like, make mention of, not, like, the plot or, like, the storyline or character development, but violence and boobs. Like, no wonder people think Americans are, like, dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, we are literally now the shithole country. Nobody wants us. We are stuck here in the U.S. We can't leave. Our passports are shit. like we can't go to, we can't even go to Canada. We can't even go to Canada. Like, even the Canadians are like, no, no thanks. Stay there. We can go to Mexico, I think. I think we're allowed to go to Mexico. I'm not sure. But
no, we're not. Oh. They banned the borders there too.
Yeah. So we're stuck here. And so I think so many Americans, but the thing, a lot of Americans don't even travel. But so, I mean, in general, not even just during a pandemic, but so many Americans have never even left their stupid state, let alone their city, but whatever. People don't even know that they can't leave the country. Like, we're stuck here with the civil unrest and the current government system that we have. Like, the European Union said you can't come back. I have family members who are stuck overseas who can't come home. Isn't that wild?
That's messed up.
Wild.
Then you got you got people out here complaining, oh, don't wear masks. Masks is gonna kill you. Like that whole entire Florida courtroom scene I just saw a couple days ago, I was done with that one. I was like,
this lady said, I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear panties. Things gotta breathe, lady. Okay.
Dang.
I mean, okay.
Then you got the Texans right now talking about protesting because the bars are closed.
Yo,
again.
Bar like, lives really? Too. Like, how crazy? How crazy do we look? Well, these people make us look mad stupid. Bar lives, bars though, because you can't get a drink, Tommy. Because you can't get a drink, Joe. Like, that's what you're mad about.
That's what they're mad about, because they can't get a drink. Like, you can go to a liquor store, still go buy a bottle.
Listen, they have drive-through liquor stores. Yo, my dude, buy you a bottle, go down to the lake, get five of your boys, sit on your trucks in a circle, and have the circle jerk you need. Like, what is the problem?
I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, even really young people right now, like, being stupid, like, throwing corona parties, and whoever gets infected gets the money. Like, they're literally having, like, a whole entire pot is like this. We're going to have a whole entire party with all these people. The first person who gets infected with the corona gets, like, $1,000.
And what if that person dies? Like, what's that money for? The funeral? You want to use the money for the funeral? Is that what we're doing?
It was literally a dude in California who went to a party, said on social media he regret going to the party, then the next day he's dead.
Ay, Dios mío. These are... Yo, when they write about 2020, I want to know what... I can't wait to read what they write about it. Like, can you imagine 20 years from now what they write about this, like, in 2040, can you imagine when they write about 2020?
They're gonna be like, they were so idiots. They had the stupidest president in the world.
In the world. In the
everyone,
world.
Every country turned their backs on them. and it took 2021 to get everything straight again.
Yo, this election is about to be contentious. Like, I'm so worried that something crazy can happen.
He's not gonna leave.
So, do you hear that Putin got the referendum passed that he can extend his terms for 2 more terms?
Oh, that crazy man.
So he's gonna be president or whatever the hell he is.
Until he's dead. For
2 more terms. Yeah, and he's gonna keep doing that. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, the man's already paying out Taliban soldiers in Afghanistan to kill us. I'm like,
and then
has
the nerve to act like we're dumb when we're like, yo, did you know about that? He's like, nobody told me. What you mean? What do you mean?
Even John Bolton said he told him personally in 2019.
Talking about nobody told me, sir. That's a lie. That's a book. Well, it was in a memo. I don't, you know, nobody told me. Okay. Well, we all know you don't read. So thanks for confirming that for us. Yo, and then, I mean, what's wrong with Melania? You know what? Let me stop. I don't even have time. I don't even want to talk about them because it's too much. Oh. Yo, your boy, AK, academics, whatever his name is, what's wrong with him?
Hey, my boy.
What's wrong with him? Did he really think he could come for John Legend? Why did he think he could come for John Legend or Chrissy Teigen? Like, why does anyone think they could come for Chrissy Teigen? Like, why does anyone think that?
Nick, he just got suspended from his show.
And his Twitch account got suspended. Why does anyone think that they can come for Chrissy Teigen? I don't, like legit, the chick proves time and time again, do not come for her unless she sends for you. Like, every time someone tries to drop her name or even not drop her name, even when they're like his wife, even the president tried to do that and he got dogged. So come on. Who are you, AK, or whatever the hell is the academics? Seriously? And have some nerve. Who are you talking to? Talk about, okay, so John Legend only did 25. Okay, that's fine. So his album didn't do the numbers that you think he needed to do. He's still much richer than you are. He still has much more clout in the industry than you are. Like, shut up.
He can't. Like, he just wants all the smoke from everyone. But I'm like, you're going to push someone's buttons until they beat you up.
He has a problem. Like, I think he wants someone to, like, come at him because it must get him off or something.
It does something to that man. I don't know what it does, but it just hypes him up. Like, he out there with his buddy Tekashi.
Yo, and doing whatever gross. He like, wants. He's back, and then, like, the thing, like, he has someone with, what's that dude? He has beef right now with Bobby, no, what's his name? I don't know. He has beef with somebody else. I want him to sit down and eat his food.
I can't. Like, I was. I remember one time. I think it was like a Vic Mensa interview, or was it Vic Mensa. Like, he was like 2 seconds away from punching academics in the face and the studio while they were doing academic show. I was like, I would have loved to see that because academics, like, he really pushes everyone's button, and I don't know what it is, but it karma's coming for him now.
He's ridiculous, and I don't understand why they keep letting this man have a platform. Like, why is he allowed to talk? Like, have people listen to him. And then I don't really want to talk about this because Jada is going to address it at her table. But that whole Jada and August, I don't even know who that August kid is. I have no idea who that is.
I just know him from this one song. I think it was like, I Love It. like a good R&B song. I'm like, all right, like I don't believe anything he's saying right now because he got an album coming out.
Oh no,
he's pulling a Kanye. He's pulling a Kanye.
Oh no, no, don't tell me that. Because I don't like I don't like when people use things like this for promotional value because it hurts people who actually have situations like this, right? Because people are going to make it a joke because people are bringing up actual good points in things like grooming, open relationships, polyamory, non-monogamy, and all of that. But all of that's going to get stifled by his nonsense if it's nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, it's like really, it's like coming to a point, I'm like, he said something at one point in time, I think maybe 2 years ago, but then he had a song coming out. Now he has a whole entire album coming out. At the same time, you want to mention this stuff? I'm like, when you're supposed to be someone who's in dire health issues, you were in a hospital consistently, but you want to bring up this?
I mean, but was he asked directly? I mean, I didn't watch the interview. So, like, was he asked directly or did he bring it up organically?
I feel like he was going to bring it up organically himself because I feel like he knows controversy is going to get him those hits. And then also bringing Will Smith in it and, like, saying, I got permission from Will.
I don't know. Anyways, I'm interested to find out what's her face said, what Jada says, but the whole thing just made me uneasy. I don't really have anything to say about it until I hear what she got to say. So we'll see.
It's been a trying week for the Smith family.
That dude was on what, YouTube talking about
Shane Dawson.
Yo, why is YouTube still paying him?
Shane Dawson, he's one of those weirdos who've like weird. He's weird to the point where I'm like, I get it. You are a person who is a victim of you were abused as a child, things like that, but it does not give you the right to do the same exact thing and idolize kids to the point of like you're fake masturbating to an 11-year-old on a poster and in a pillow. I'm like, really?
That's so, like, disgusting. It was so all the, gross.
All the blackface stuff that he's done over the past, talking about, oh, I didn't know what blackface was. Also, that one game that he played with some other YouTubers, where it's like you put you put people name in the hat and really fucked up situations, where it's like you'd mention like Trayvon Martin, stuff like Martin Luther King, choked, assassinated. I'm like, what kind of game is this? I'm like, this is not a game you need to be playing on YouTube or on live stream. And it's like,
but why does my thing is. All of that is horrible. All of that is gross. All of that is disgusting. Why are they still monetized on YouTube?
Most of them, I think his whole entire channel has been, all his channels have been demonetized, but he still has advertisers, and he has a following, unfortunately.
Yo, speaking of followings, Reddit got rid of, 2,000 subreddits that they deemed were inappropriate?
Yeah, Reddit did. I know Facebook did.
Facebook didn't. Okay, Facebook might have done something, but they are not doing enough.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think they took down, the Bookalows, all their pages, like their whole entire page, everything they had on Facebook.
Yeah,
but I think got taken down.
Yeah, but Facebook's algorithm or however they're doing it, because I've been Facebook jailed now 3 times, and I feel like I'm being personally attacked. And I'm like, these are for posts that are months old. Like, it's not like something I did today. Like. Something from like months and months ago, and I'm just like, and I don't know when it's gonna happen. Like, I'll be in the middle of whatever, and then it'll be like, this post that you made a month ago doesn't fit our community standards, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But okay. So either someone like that doesn't like me reported me and that happened, or like some post got reported and because I reshared it, it, I don't know. All I know is Facebook's on some mess. And I don't like it.
I feel like someone's messing with you at this point.
Oh, 100%. Somebody is. I don't know. I got to clean out my circles. Circles. That's G plus talk. I got to clean out my friends list. I have them. I mean, I don't know who it could be. It has to be somebody new. So, but yeah. Anyways, I'm not. I wish there was an alternative to Facebook. I tweet. Instagram isn't even alternative because that's still Facebook. Yeah. So we need another. But you know what? We do have another platform. We have a podcast. So I can say what I want to say on my podcast and say whatever I want. Yeah. Facebook can't censor me here. Oh, man. But, yeah, June was a lot. June was a lot. We came to Memorial Day weekend, and it was a lot. And now we're going into the 4th, and I saw a post, and it was like, oh, who's celebrating Independence Day? And somebody was like, who's Independence? Who's free? I was like, good question. Yeah. Who is
free? Yeah. Like, free? Let's see how many people are still going to be smart this weekend and not be stupid.
I don't know. Listen, you know what's interesting, though? The fireworks. Have you been hearing the fireworks? I haven't been hearing them recently, but I heard them all through June. Every single night. Every single night. And my dad was like, oh, it's just like people celebrating the fall. I was like, Dad, it's not even July. So I don't know what this is. I haven't heard them recently, so I'm like, did they run out?
No, people are still buying them. And I'm wondering, like, what's going on right now still? Because I'm like, like, it's always, like, really late at night, maybe 11 yes. to 12 or something like that. When I hear it's like, who is doing this?
Pop, pop, pop. Yeah. Yep. The whole thing was super suspicious because at first I was like, well, what's going on? And I made a post about it. And then somebody else was like, yo, that's happening here too. And that person was in New York. Then somebody else was like, me too. New York, Philly. Florida. Philly, Chicago, California, Utah. What's going on? What is going on? That doesn't make any sense. And then somebody tried to tell me, oh, well, it's mostly black people. No, it's white people. But I'm sorry. Sorry. Somebody was trying to tell me that it's always black people. And I'm like, no. Where I grew up, it was mostly white people who did that. So for me to hear it in the black neighborhood was weird. Mm-hmm. For me in Boston. Like, that was weird. Because fireworks is expensive. They not cheap. So, I don't know what's about to happen, but it's wild times. This is Unsolved Mysteries. What if there's a glitch in the Matrix and this isn't how it's supposed to be? What if the timeline got messed up because Thanos snapped and then the Hulk re-snapped, but he was thinking about tacos?
Tacos?
You know how in the movie when they were building the thing, he went to go get tacos?
Yeah.
It was a joke. Thanks for not laughing. Anyway, my point is, what if, like, there is a timeline mess up and that's why we're here? Like, something went awry.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, that's possible. Or, you know, like, when you're saying, like, you go past the pole or something, you go, like, if you go this one way, at least in another dimension, you go this way, you follow the same path or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we've gone through the psi path and we've gone past the pole. And now it's like, we're in this world. It's 2020 when we should be in the world where Hillary won.
Yes. And we were... I think in 2017,
16, Hillary was supposed to win. And something happened. Like a deal was made with the devil or something. And she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's been wrong since that night.
Yeah, everything's been wrong since once. Since Trump announced, man.
Yeah, since he came down that stupid escalator and said what he said about Mexicans, it's been bad.
And then that stupid Simpsons thing predicted it.
Did it actually?
Yes, like literally to the T, even with the falling sign. I was like, how is that possible?
That was a glitch, man. That was the glitch. That was the glitch in the system. That was blame the Simpsons. Who, like, somebody get them writers. Maybe if we sacrifice one. I'm just kidding. Oh, gosh. Yo, what's the Disney movie that was supposed to come out this year? Are we getting a year without a Disney movie? Hold on. Stop. Stop it. No, we got Onward. Okay. No, that was Pixar.
Where's my Disney movie?
I don't know.
Where's my Disney movie, Rashawn?
I don't know. We got to see. We got to check with Disney. Like, Disney, I think they might have some Disney movies they might put on Disney Plus. Some stuff like that. I'm not sure. Like, you look at...
When was that on Soul? Not Soul. What's it called? Is it called Soul?
Yeah, Soul.
When is Soul supposed to come out?
I'm not sure anymore. I thought it was actually supposed to come out in the summer.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's my... I think that's my Disney movie. Because I'm like, something's missing. There's a lot of animated movies that are missing. Yeah. Okay, we might have a problem. We might have a problem. Okay, well, tomorrow is Hamilton Day. Or maybe tonight, whenever it drops. I should check to see if it's up there yet.
They probably have 12 or 3 a.m.
Yeah, they have a habit of dropping early. So I can watch it. Tonight!
Well, Soul is supposed to come out in November. Okay. So,
all right.
Let's hope. Because it was originally supposed to be released June 19th on June
9th. Yes.
Yeah, it really was supposed to be like Juneteenth. So I was like, okay.
Yep, that makes sense. Juneteenth makes sense because it's got a black lead, supposedly. Although he turned into a blob for most of the movie because apparently you can't animate a black person for a whole movie.
I mean, you got like a lot of people. You got Daveed Diggs in it. You have Patricia Rashard in it. You got Questlove in it. You got Angela Bassett.
Blobs. They are all blobs.
Well, you get to see the man in the bed, and you see his whole entire family worried about him.
Okay,
you got all those black people there.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what happens in the movie. It's another Princess and the Frog situation, but whatever.
Princess and Frog gets a Magic Mountain, though.
I know. I mean, we want you to hire more black people, Disney, but thanks for the mountain.
Yeah.
Thanks for the mountain, but also hire more black people. I mean, that's great because no one is watching Songs of the South, so nobody knows where that's actually from. Like, nobody knows where that came from. They just go and get on Splash Mountain, but nobody knows why or what.
Any of that, right?
Nobody knows. So I think, yeah, change it. Who cares? Nobody cares. I mean, some people fight, actually. There are people who are probably like, oh my God, history, blah, blah, blah. No, tear it down along with Christopher Columbus statues because nobody cares.
Yeah, they're talking about switching Christopher Columbus Day for Juneteenth, so.
What? No, they can't do that. You mean Indigenous People's Day?
No, they're literally talking about changing Christopher Columbus Day into being switching it from whatever that is, make it just a regular day, and then having Juneteenth be the national holiday instead of Christopher Columbus Day, apparently.
Columbus Day isn't a national holiday.
I mean, whatever states celebrate it.
Oh, yeah, state holiday. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If a state has Columbus Day as a state holiday and they want to switch it to Juneteenth, then that
makes sense. Yeah, like, they're talking about it in Congress right now, so.
I mean, I think they should make Juneteenth a federal holiday 100%. But I think at the state level, yeah, stop celebrating Columbus Day. Well, I guess also people like Columbus Day because of where it is. It's in October, and it gives you a day off in the fall. But
like you got certain states, I'm not sure which ones, that don't even celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
I think the last state, I think, what was it, New Mexico? No. I think the last, or was it Vermont? I don't know. There was one state that didn't have it, and they did it this year. So I think all of them do now. But yes, you were right. It took until 2020. I don't know. I have to look it up. But I think all of, like, it was only like one or two, maybe, or like one to five that didn't. But yeah, you're right. There are still states that didn't in this up till 2020, which I think is crazy. But whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it's like Alabama and Mississippi celebrate Robert E. Lee Day.
But why?
I'm like,
why are we celebrating losers? Can you imagine if people in Germany celebrated Hitler Day?
Sure.
That would not go over well. Like, that people would be mad.
Germany tries to erase the Holocaust. They don't want anyone to remember.
No, they really try to be like, wait, what happened? No, they're like, wait, who did that? They really do. They don't want anybody to remember none of that. Like, what? No. Here? Wow, that sounds bad. Mm-mm. No good. Yeah. They don't want to remember none of that.
Oh, it's their black stain on their country. Kind of like how we're going to have to be like, have a black stain on our country as well. And it's like, nope.
Just on him. Just on a big orange spot on him. He did that. All of that. No, the whole GOP. They did that. Because they could have nipped it in the bud. They could have reined him in year one. In year one, they could have been like, nah, dog, chill. What you doing? Stop. They did not.
Yeah, but you know what? The one thing that's telling that is that at least, what, five Trump candidates that were being backed by Trump are all lost. So I'm like, it's showing that his base is losing dramatically.
Oh, yeah, he's losing people. People, some of them are dying. Some of them have people who have died. Some of them are wising up. Some of them are soldiers. Some of them are women who are finally getting it, and some of them have lost jobs or are seeing the corruptness of corporations. I don't know, he's gonna get it though. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I'm concerned that maybe we'll see what happens. I can only hope that the right things do happen, but who knows, he's gonna try to block the election, I bet.
Yeah. Who knows? But I'm gonna say tonight's been a good conversation.
Yes, sir. Always nice talking to you. And I have I don't know. I didn't get to any of the Studio Ghibli stuff, but I am off until Monday, so I have more time to watch more TV over the weekend. And it's been I will actually next time we get together. I will have my Switch by then, and I will talk to you about the beginning of my foray into playing video games.
Awesome.
All right. You have a good night, sir.
You as well.
All right. Night. Bye.
Oh, I have ambitions. Dreams. But dreams don't come cheap.
I saw a demon on my shoulder. It's looking like patriarchy, like scrubbing blood off the ceiling and bleaching another carpet. How my house get on it? Why Toy and Body don't embody all the life she wanted? The baby just 19. I know I dream all black. I seen her everything. Immortalizing tweets, all caps. They say they found her dead. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing another, but niggas in the back, quiet as a church mouse. Basement studio when duty calls to get the verse out. I guess the ego hurt now. It's time to go to work. Wow, look at him go. He really doubts to write about me when the world is in smokes. When it's people in trees, when George was begging for his mother saying he couldn't breathe. He thought to write about me. One girl missing, another one go missing. One girl missing, another one. Yo, but little did I know all my reading would be a bother. It's trans women being murdered, and this is all he can offer, and this is all y'all receive. Distract you from the convo with organizers. They talking abolishing the police, and it's a new world order. We democratizing Amazon, we burn down borders. This a new vanguard, this a new vanguard. I'm the new vanguard.